Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be partly cloudy, a little breezy yet. We'll have a high near 70 degrees, but temperatures will be slipping as the day goes on. Still in the warm category at this point, though, Kenosha 71 degrees, 66 in Burlington, Milwaukee 72, it is also 71 in Racine. The first Racine Common Council Committee of the Whole session on the 2017 budget was held last night. It involved several department heads answering questions after having made some brief presentations. City Attorney Scott Letley again talking about the need for another lawyer to handle more in-house work, which he said would have been helpful in the last month or so.
The business that we've gotten from the City Development Department has really picked up. In fact, Amy Connolly came to me and said, I want a lawyer 40 hours a week working just for me. We don't have that kind of availability. We're doing the best that we can. We're busy, and we propose to pay for it again by reducing our professional services budget.
Health Administrator Dottie K. Bowersox talking about expanded summer student hours that would help document animals for her office and property issues for city development.
And this would be for them to go door to door, take a look at certain sections, certain properties, determine about cat and dog licensing. They'll have a checklist that will also include yard, nuisance vehicles, the condition of the building. They'll gather this information and then give it to city development and then back to the health department.
Amanda Gain heads up the Civic Center. She confirmed a proposed rotary stage would create more outdoor activities, but both the venues inside, she said, have lots of activities going, just more private than public these days.
You know, an organization, really when the economy took a downturn, entertainment is one of the things that was first to go from their budgets. Festivals are very expensive to put on. They're labor intensive. You have the cost of entertainment, food, labor. And that's asking a lot for an organization to put up when you may face a rainy weekend.
Meanwhile, Information Technologies Director Paul Ancona took note that the city had actually been pushing the limit on its online bandwidth until a new deal got worked out with AT&T at a reasonable cost. There was only a veiled reference made to the additional salary in the mayor's budget for city administrator, the next administrator, after Tom Friedel's contract runs out next year and he opts for non-renewal. Public Safety, Parks, and Public Works are going to be reviewed next week. The budget public hearing will be 6 p.m. on November the 3rd. The Racine County Executive Committee has a meeting scheduled at 5:30 this evening. It's going to include discussion about the proposed event center on the lakefront in the city. The agenda for that meeting calls for a closed session with the county executive on an economic development opportunity. That's how it's listed. Then roughly 30 minutes later, the executive committee could return to open session to take action on any item mentioned for a vote. Then will be an open session with the Chicago consultant Rob Hunden on the downtown Racine Arena and Event Center market analysis. Hunden will be asked questions by the supervisors. In Racine Unified, an update on the budget for the school board last night from Director Mark Duff, including a 7% tax cut rate of $9.87 per thousand assessed valuation. The spending plan, even impressing him, he said, for all it contains, though he notes several designated priority issues could not be funded. Enrollment down about 162 students. Open enrollment is up. He noted the budget levy went up, but state general aid also went up to offset the impact. And he said property valuation a little higher than expected.
Our property valuation did go up quite a bit more than we expected, more than double. Property valuation in the area went up 5.98%. In addition, our state general aid, which is used to reduce school property taxes, that went up by about $400,000. So one could argue that voucher levy went up, but our state general aid went up to offset that tax impact.
And he said efforts continue seeking additional savings because the budget balance still about $679,000 short. He also reminded the board that the budget for now is in place, but the next budget process is about to unfold. In Pleasant Prairie last night, a budget was presented to the village board. It has a 4.6% increase in the tax levy, but because of the increased value of all the land in the village, the mill rate is going to be going down. Now, despite that, with this budget plan, the property tax for village purposes on a medium-valued home would go up just over $42. The budget public hearing in Pleasant Prairie is going to be November the 21st. And tonight in the village of Sturtevant, at the regular meeting of the board, it'll be Administrator Mary Cole presenting a budget recommendation, second item on the agenda. In fact, that meeting begins at 6 p.m. The medication collection event from this past weekend deemed a big success again by the City of Racine Health Department and the Central Racine County Health Department. More than 11 barrels of medications from Eastern Racine County residents picked up at the drop-off site on 16th Street. 727 cars in the line to drop off some 1,550 pounds of medications. 450 pounds of pill bottles and cardboard all separated out to be recycled. Over the 8 years, the health departments have been sponsoring these events. More than 13.6 tons of medication has been collected and kept out of landfills and waterways. The official announcement that an Illinois company is moving to Kenosha is going to be made this morning, but City Hall last night in Kenosha, the alderman there approving a $500,000 grant for Colbert Packaging Corporation, all contingent on the company closing on land in the business park of Kenosha for this new facility. Alderman David Bogdala raised some concerns about other requirements not included in the resolution before the meeting. Community Development Specialist Zorab Kalesian said that those requirements are included in the amendments to the tax incremental district.
But before we disperse any money, we want to see that they either have invoices or paid invoices that they actually spent the money within, things like equipment purchase, if they made any parking lot or site improvements. So this is what we'll do with any of our grant agreements. If we're going to give a grant, before we pay any money out, even though it might be an upfront grant, we want to see that there's an actual expense that falls within the description of the TID plan that the council approves.
And there's a requirement that Colbert meet hiring and salary requirements. The company currently has two locations in Lake Forest, Illinois, plus another in Indiana. Governor Walker, by the way, among the dignitaries scheduled to be at this morning's big announcement. Snap-on Incorporated of Kenosha agrees to buy Sweden-based Car Aligner Holding. Price tag, about $155 million cash. Car Aligner distributes collision repair equipment and truck alignment systems, 13 global facilities, one U.S. location in Michigan. Wisconsin Realtors Association has September existing home sales in the state up about 6.9% from a year ago. Median prices up 7.9% with those orders. For the year to date, both sales and median prices climbed about 5% over the nine-month period. More on this from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Locally, there was a 14% September sales increase in Racine, 8% in Milwaukee, but a 0.5% downtick in Kenosha. The entire southeast region showed a 6.3% sales increase. Over 9 months, Kenosha rose 8.3%, with 7.3% in Racine, 10.5% in Milwaukee, and 6.3% in the southeast corner. Median prices for September rose 2.1% in Kenosha, 4.8% in Milwaukee, 31% in Racine, and 10% regionally, to $175,000. Those median home prices over 9 months were up 4.9% in Kenosha, 4.4% in Milwaukee, 5.2% in Racine, and 3.6% across the region to $186,400. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
One of the objectives of the leadership at Racine St. Catharines High School going forward, the inner city campus itself. Recent donation of more than $134,500 by longtime local attorney Adrian Shuney is going to be going toward that end. Shuney's gift, according to St. Catharines President Christopher Oley, is most generous, to use his word, and will help to make improvements in our building's infrastructure. School spokesperson Stephanie May says there are facilities projects that need to be completed. The boiler, the plumbing situation, also outside tuck pointing. Shuney's daughters attended St. Catharines, but the gift, well, that was made in memory of his late friend, Clayton Meyer. Democratic 1st Congressional District nominee Ryan Solon, well, he's still trying to get incumbent Paul Ryan to debate him anywhere and any time at this point. Today, though, Solon's chief of staff, Lauren Young, is going to be hand-delivering an invitation to the speaker's campaign headquarters in Janesville, trying to get a debate going at Blackhawk Technical College October the 29th at 2 p.m. That's a Saturday, when Paul Ryan is normally home for his family. A news release from Ryan Solon's campaign says it's hoped that the speaker will accept this invitation, quote, so that the people of the 1st Congressional District can hear the opinions of both candidates, unquote. Solon lives in Mount Pleasant. He's an Iraq War veteran. He is the father of four. WRJN.com, our webpage, has our newscasts in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.